everyone, and welcome back. This is Deanna Mayo, and this is 90 Days to a Profitable and Productive Team. This is Module 5, Delegation and Day-to-Day Success. In today's module, we're going to be covering the three keys to day-to-day success with your new hire. They are encouraging effective communication, delegating smartly, and your team and or individual team member meetings. So let's get started. First key to having day-to-day to success with your new person is effective communication. I hear it time and time again that there's just not enough communication or quality communication, or managing the communication is too time intensive. And so what we recommend here at Delegated to Done is that you have a project management software that you can use to avoid missing emails and confusion, and all of your communications are in one place. Whether that's exchanging, having access to files, checking off the tasks are completed and getting notified, or just giving updates related to individual tasks or discussion related to them. We use and highly recommend Teamwork over at teamwork.com, or you can use the link on the screen and you can get their free forever package to manage two projects free forever with unlimited contractors and unlimited clients if you use project management software with your clients as well. Or you can engage in a paid program just starting at $12 a month. I especially love this tool because it integrates with Dropbox and Google Drive. So you don't have to keep all your files in the project management system. You can just sort of link to them. I also love it because they have the ability for you to access the system via an iPhone, Android, iPad, etc. And my favorite feature is being able to email tasks to my team so they get notified. It automatically gets added to the system, and I can easily keep track of what I have and have not delegated, which I know is a common question for many of the business owners that I get to work with. It's like, did I delegate that? I can't remember. This is how you do it. Now, of course, there are other systems available. If you don't have one, I encourage you to try Teamwork PM. It's a wonderful tool. I believe in the company. I believe in the system. And yes, I do receive a little bit of a commission if you join up through my link, if you join up for a paid program, but only if you do. And I hope you'll find this valuable resource to be helpful and useful for you and your business, or use whatever it is you have in place now if it's working for you. A lot of my clients move from Basecamp to Teamwork, so if Basecamp is not doing for you what you'd like it to do, I encourage you to check that out. Regardless of whatever system you use, there are a couple things you want to make sure that you do communicate with your team member. You need to keep in mind that there are some things that you need to be communicating that you're probably not thinking about and encouraging. So one is just how much you're communicating. It often feels like as business owners that we're communicating with our team all the time. And sometimes we are, and it's related to specific tasks, but there are other things that you may not be encouraging or doing that are very, very important. So the first one is your overall business model. Your team member really should understand how their role, their tasks, their projects fit into the overarching business model. Are they working on things to bring in new leads, to nurture new leads, to help provide better customer service, to free you up so that you can do the things only you can do? It's important that they understand where their role fits within the organization for a number of reasons, but one that I really want to point out is when they understand where their role fits, it is easier for them to make decisions without bothering you based on things like priority. The second thing you want to keep in mind here is that you want to be communicating with each individual member of your team about the scope of their project. What does it include? What does it not include? What decisions can they make without your approval? Which ones do they need approval for, etc.? We're going to be talking more about this as it relates to delegation, because really delegating is all about communication. So stay tuned for that. The third thing is you want to really encourage your freelancers to share information with each other and start to work as a team, to reach out to each other, to see each other as resources, to bounce ideas off of each other, to brainstorm with each other. This will help you to not be the center of every interaction your freelancer has with your business and will free up your time. It also strengthens each individual freelancer as they start to better understand the business and how their role interacts with other roles on the team. Let's talk a little bit now about delegation. First, I think it's important that we define it so we all know exactly what we're talking about. Delegation is sharing authority and work with others in order to accomplish organizational goals and to help people grow. That was quite funny. Let me try that again. Sharing authority and work with others in order to accomplish organizational goals and to help people grow. Now, before we talk about how to go about doing it, I want to help you to get clear on whether you might need to be improving your delegation skills. So here's some signs of delegation deficiency. Slow decision making. So if you've had a decision on your to-do list for quite some time, it's likely a delegation deficiency. Maybe you're not spending enough time on high priority work, or you're missing deadlines, or other people are missing deadlines. It doesn't have to just be you. If you feel like you're busy, but you're not really getting a whole lot accomplished, that's low productivity. That could be a sign. If your team's not growing in their skills, if you don't know whether work has been delegated or finished or not, and if you can't remember if you delegated something, which I spoke to a minute ago. Now, oftentimes people think delegation means certain things, so I want to be very clear here. Delegation is sharing work and sharing authority to get that work accomplished. It is not abdicating all responsibility or assigning work and forgetting about it. If you find yourself thinking that it's their fault it didn't get done when you delegated a task, you'll forgive me, but shame on you, because you cannot abdicate responsibility for the task. You are still the one responsible for seeing that it gets done, even if you delegated it to a member of your team. Unless that person's an equal share partner in the business, that isn't acceptable. You have to own your responsibility for the task, even if you delegate it. So let's cover the five-step process briefly, and I've got a handout for you on this as well, so we're going to cover it just quickly today, the five-step delegation process. So first, it might seem simple and very clear, but deciding what to delegate is the first step. You cannot start to delegate more until you decide what to delegate. And we've given you a tool, actually, for that in an earlier module on what to outsource first, second, third, and never, so you want to make sure you go back to that. The second is selecting the person to delegate it to. Now, you don't want to always delegate to the person who's most available or the person who has the existing skill. Sometimes delegation is a way to push or grow a team member into a level of competency with a skill and use it as an assignment to help them to grow. So that's something to consider. Then you want to make the delegation, follow up and monitor until the task is completed, and then wrap it up with a review, or what sometimes we refer to as a post-mortem, to say what worked, what didn't work, what could we do better next time, etc. Now, when it comes to communicating the delegation or making the delegation, as in step three, there are a couple things I want to make sure that you know. We've broken this down into a simple three-step model. The first part of your interaction with your team member is communicating the delegation. Three simple steps: explain, involve, commit. So let's look at each step. Explain. So what's important in this step is to clearly specify the results expected. What is it the team member is expected to hit? And if you're vague about this, the delegation is likely going to fail. This is also a great time to sell your team member on the assignment by identifying the benefits to them, to the organization. This is going to help build commitment and motivation. The second is to involve. The main thing here in this step is to be open to their views and ideas about the assignment. This is especially true when it's a major delegation. You know, you will want them to have a voice in shaping the assignment. They will often want to discuss problems they foresee, or maybe they have concerns or other fears that you need to address. The worst thing is to unload the assignment on your team member without soliciting their input. This is a prescription for low morale and possible failure. And then the third is commit. This step is critical for making sure there's buy-in and agreement on the details of the assignment. It's also time to agree on a follow-up plan. You'll want to show them that you're fully committed to their success by letting them know you're here to support them through the process. Now, this is often a big challenge for the business owners and the leaders that I work with. And so I wanted to create something that would help support you through this process. And I think you're really going to like this. As a part of your toolkit in this module, we've got 8 assignment or project brief templates for you. These are mini delegation templates to help you to clarify what the expected results are, what resources are available, how do we know success has been met, etc., for several different kinds of assignments, all the way from very administrative, sort of vague virtual assistant type tasks, through writing, marketing, technical, copywriting, product creation, and graphic design. So I know you're going to find those super helpful and will help you to make sure you get all the details together. And don't forget, if this is a repeating task or project, once you've done it once, it's going to be a lot faster and easier to go back to this template. Just rework it a little bit for the next time. Now, when it comes to delegating, the fourth step in the process is to make sure you're following up. So I want to set up following up for you with some do's and some don'ts. First of all, make sure you establish some check-in points during the process of the project. Some people call these milestones. They don't necessarily have to be related to a specific part of the project, but should be happening on a regular basis, like every week or every 2 weeks. You want to make sure you're tracking progress towards the results and respecting the team members' methods for accomplishing things. They may go about doing it a little differently than you did, but if you're clear on what the end result is and what the deadlines are, their methods shouldn't be a factor. You should give them the opportunity to figure it out on their own. The only caveat here is if you're paying your person by the hour and there's a limit to the number of hours that you want them to spend on this project, you can give them a limit for certain pieces. Like, I want you to research for 2 hours and then pull together the results. Make sure you ask to be told about problems before they mushroom into something bigger. You provide feedback and coaching as needed, and always have a contingency plan in case of failure. What is the drop-dead date you need to have this finished by your team member by so that you still have time to complete it or have someone else on the team complete it just in case something bad happens? Now, if you've established check-in points during the process, this shouldn't be a problem because you'll know along each stage if things are falling off course. But just in case, always have a plan B. When it comes to following up, you want to make sure you really do resist interfering. Try not to solve problems yourself. Don't let the team member delegate work back to you. Now, if they need approval or they need a piece from you, that's one thing. But if you've delegated something to them specifically and they delegate it back to you, that's a problem. And don't take it back unless failure cannot be tolerated and you absolutely have to do it. But again, if you have set up checkpoints along the way and you've been course correcting through the project, you should never have the project get so far off track that you can't meet your deadlines. Now, the third piece in having day-to-day success with your team member is having meetings, team meetings. Now, team meetings are not necessarily for the purposes of just checking in and giving updates. That's what your project management system is for. Team meetings should be scheduled no matter what, every week for 30 minutes. You can use these meetings to generate creative solutions, analyze problems, make decisions. Always have an agenda no matter what. You can delegate the agenda creation to someone else on your team and have them distribute it 24 hours in advance. And you make sure you come to the meeting prepared. You set the example for your team. You don't want to meet for things like, I said, status updates. Just to have someone report their progress is not a useful time. It's probably not a good idea to use meeting time to meet for just sharing information unless it's emotionally sensitive or you really need a certain level of commitment or buy-in. So just sharing a change in direction and a plan is not a good reason to meet. But if you're taking on a new line of business or you're looking to secure a new kind of customer and you're going to need your team involved and bought in, or if there's maybe bad news, that's a good reason to meet. Don't meet to plan a schedule or review recommendations. That's something you can do on your own or you can do and then come together to just clarify any questions, make decisions, brainstorm alternative solutions. Instead of meeting, you can email, you can telephone, you can create digital documents, and you can make updates in your project or task management system if it's not the right thing to meet. And if you do have the meeting on the calendar every week and you don't need it 24 hours in advance or whatnot, you can let people know that that meeting's canceled. Better to have it on the calendar and if you need it and then cancel it than to not have it and then try to scramble to get everyone on board with a time that everyone can meet. Once you've created your meeting agenda, you've had your meeting, there are a couple things we recommend you do for following up. Now, we cover creating an agenda and running the meeting in our Successful Meetings Cheat Sheet, which is a part of the toolkit for this module, so you want to make sure you check that out. But when it comes to following up, make sure you do set a clear follow-up procedure during the meeting. Assign the distribution of notes to someone on the team. Minutes should be distributed with action items promptly to all attendees. And that means whoever's taking the notes should be taking them during the meeting. They can be typing them or handwriting them and then scanning a picture. All you have to capture is what decisions were made and what action items have been assigned. And that's who is it going to do it, what is it, and when is it going to get done by. And then everyone who was at the meeting and has action items should be responding to and agreeing to the notes / the action items that have been assigned to them and the decisions that were made, so everyone's on the same page. So those are the three keys to day-to-day success with your team member. As a part of the toolkit, this module, we've got our project brief templates, a successful delegation checklist, and our meetings cheat sheet that I know you're going to find very helpful, very valuable, and useful. So that's me, Deanna Mayo, from DelegateToDone.com. And this is Module 5 of 90 Days to a Profitable and Productive Team. Until the next time, have a wonderful rest of your day, and here's to your fantastic success. Take good care.